95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. I have a great show for you this morning. Later on, I'll have some beauty product suggestions. But before we get to that, let's talk to our guest, co-founder and CEO of Autism Cares, Linda Cooper. Let's find out her story. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, I hope all good.
All good. Of course. Of course. So we're here today to find out your story. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a mother and I have two beautiful sons. My older son is Frankie, and he's 21, and right now he goes to Penn State Abington. And I have another son, his name is Michael, and he'll be 19 in April, and Michael does have autism. And of course, my other son, I call him, but he's my amazing husband, and his name is Frank, and we've been married for 26 years this year.
So you have three kids.
I have three kids.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about you as mom, your role as mom.
Oh, gosh. Well, I love being a mom and having my beautiful sons and a wonderful marriage. I kind of like to be active. I'm usually very, very active. I like to get involved in my children's lives. So I, in the early days, you know, I would go to their schools and volunteer and help when needed. I recall when Frankie was, I think he was 5 years old, he just loved seeing me coming into the classrooms and help volunteering and reading stories, because reading was so important. And Michael, his world was a little different, of course, struggling with autism. He was diagnosed at 2.5, but I was very involved in his life too and in trying to find out the world of autism and how do we move forward for my son.
Do you remember the day that you knew, or maybe that doctors told you?
I knew very vividly when I would call Michael's name and he would not look at me. He would not come towards me. And I didn't know what autism was at that time. Never even heard the word mentioned, not only know that my son was going to be diagnosed in 3 more months with autism. So I saw the signs, again, no eye contact, very little language. He didn't look me in the eye, and he didn't want to interact. He wanted to be isolated. He liked being alone. And then I knew something was wrong.
Where is he on the spectrum?
Michael is, I would say, probably low functioning, but I'll tell you though, he surprises me every day. He has very good receptive language and he knows the word no. He's a treasure. He has some struggles that we're dealing with right now, especially behavioral issues. The support I have is tremendous from my family, my friends, and of course, Autism Cares Foundation.
Okay, so let's get to that. Autism Cares Foundation. Was Michael the inspiration for all of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We created the organization because of Michael. We realized as time went on and as he got older, as Frankie got older, their worlds were so, so different. And to see Frankie have friends and interact on a day-to-day basis, whether it was in sports activities or whether it's just going outside, riding a bike with his friend, Michael's world did not have that. Michael was met with physical therapy, speech, occupational therapy, and there was definitely a difference in his world.
So did your son, Frankie, and your husband play a role in the foundation at all?
Absolutely. Our whole family played a role in it, especially getting Frankie to be more involved, because being a sibling, it was hard for him growing up with a brother that couldn't communicate. Not only couldn't communicate, but couldn't have fun and be young kids hanging out together. So absolutely. It was actually my husband's idea. He sat me down at our kitchen table after going through the stages of finding out your son has autism. Where do we go for help? Where do we find the resources? It was a struggle, but it was also hard to deal with that as a family, because no one in our family had autism. And at the time, we didn't have friends that had a loved one with autism. So my husband sat me down. He says, you know, we got to throw out this old rule book. And I go, rule book? And he says, yes, we're going to throw out this old rule book and we're going to start a new rule book. And the new rule book is we're going to help Michael and we're going to help hundreds and hundreds of families that are struggling with the same issues that our son Michael is struggling with, and not only Michael, is a family, because this just doesn't just affect the individual with autism. This affects the whole family. So absolutely, the whole family played a very big part in this. But it was Frank, my husband, who was the one that initiated it, and he said, But, you know, he works and he's, you know, the moneymaker. So a lot of it was placed really in my lap. And it was just something that I want to pursue. And I gave it some thought and I said, you know what, if I can change Michael's life, which all moms want to do, is make sure that their children are happy and have a fulfilling life, then I'm going to do it for Michael. But why not I do it for other families as well? And that was our passion. We wanted to help not just Michael, but all of our families.
How difficult was it to start a nonprofit?
Very difficult.
Did you know it was going to be that much work?
No. I would absolutely say, and I'm being truthful, I love what I do. I love interacting with the families because I have friends too. Going through all this, it takes a lot of your family time and a lot of other things that you might like to do, even certain hobbies. But yes, there were definitely tough times. There were tough decisions that you had to make. Sometimes they weren't the right decisions. You learn by your mistakes and you just, you know, kind of pick yourself up, but it makes you stronger. I love a challenge. I'm actually a different person now than I was 5, 6 years ago. There's no doubt about it. I'm a go-getter, and I believe in what we're doing.
Go into detail a little bit about what the foundation does exactly.
Absolutely. When we started the organization in 2008, that's when we became a nonprofit and charitable organization. And at that point, we just did a few events. I remember it so well. It's our first event. We had a music event at our local library. Now, I had no idea who would show up. I thought maybe we'll get 20 kids. And, you know, we had a wonderful musician that came in and donated his time. And as it turned out, it was a huge hit. We didn't have 20 kids. Mm-hmm. We had 70 people in the community room at the Northampton Library. And the librarian was very lovely. She came out. She goes, I'm so sorry, Linda, but you can't have this event here anymore. Uh-huh. And then it dawned on us, wow, we're onto something. And then it just took off with 6 events, with 26 events. And then we went from 26 events to 46 events, and then 100 events a year. And since our inception last year, we reached 1,000 free activities and events for individuals on the autism spectrum. And now we open it up for all special needs.
Wow, that's amazing. So all special needs, over 1,000 events, free.
Free. The events they ranged from different years. So since our inception of 2008 till 2016, we hosted 1,000 events for our families free of charge.
Okay. So how many do you do per year?
Per year, we're up to 200 now. Since last year we hit 200, and this year it looks like we're going to hit over 200. So we take an event and we make it our own.
So one of the reasons I wanted to have you here today was because I heard about this event that you do at a water park. And
yes,
that just seems so amazing. Tell me a little bit first about the event, and then I want to talk to you about what goes into planning it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we partnered with Clementon Park and Water Splash. Fantastic group of people there. Margie is the one that we worked with, and Dan and Jan. But we met with them, and of course, we fell in love with each other, and they fell in love with Autism Care Foundation, but also the families. They really connected, and we actually had our CEO, Beth Garrison, who runs our Adult Services Division, actually do the training for her staff for this event. It was a huge, huge success, and I'm so thrilled that we're going to do it again.
So you're doing it again this year?
Absolutely.
Okay, and what time of summer does it happen?
Well, we're going to sit down with Marge, and we're going to come up with what's the best date that would work for them. For Clementon Park and Autism Care Foundation. But yes, absolutely. We're going to partner again, and we're looking forward to it. I know last year we had close to 400 families, total of 400 people that attended this event. And I have a funny feeling it's going to be a lot more because the word spread very quickly how fantastic this event was and how gracious Clementon Park was.
Well, hopefully we can help you make that grow as well. So what went into planning that? What did you have to do? I would imagine Autism Cares Foundation went into the park and
yes,
had to kind of reconstruct it? Or what did you guys have to do?
Actually, what we did was we first went in and we wanted to see where all the attractions were. And we wanted to map out, you know, where the rides were, where the restrooms were, where they could get, you know, food and drinks and snacks. And then basically what we did, they closed the park, which is fantastic because a lot of individuals with special needs, and I would say in my case, Michael with autism, having a very large crowd can trigger on behaviors. He might not want to stay.
So it's open only to the families you bring in?
Correct.
Okay.
anyone with special needs, not just Autism Cares Foundation family, but anybody is welcome with special needs that can attend this event. And what we also did was, again, Beth Garrison went out there and trained the staff members how to react to certain situations with individuals with special needs, whether they could have a tantrum.
Oh my gosh,
or they
amazing.
Might not want to leave the water park, which I did hear that one of them didn't want to leave the water park. So that was the planning into it, making sure. Plus, we had fantastic volunteers. Autism Cares Foundation, we brought our volunteers there, and they did a fantastic, fantastic job. So it just made a wonderful experience. So they would come in. They didn't have to have long lines. They were able to check in. It was boom, 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 one, two, three. They went in. They had their fun. And it was a wonderful experience because it's hard to attend certain events with large crowds. And this way, having it private was the best.
Well, that sounds absolutely amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
And you do have, like you said, you have events throughout the year, but you have one that is coming up soon.
Yes, our wonderful 8th annual gala and auction. We're calling it the Spring Gala and Auction, and it's Saturday, April 22nd.
Is this your biggest fundraising event?
It's one of our biggest fundraisers. We do host many fundraisers throughout the year, but this is one of them, and it's a lovely, lovely affair. The ladies look amazing. The guys look so dapper, very, very stylish. And we have, you know, a silent auction, live auction, sit-down dinner, of course, our cocktail hour, entertainment, dancing to Adam Sharp Productions. So it's wonderful. It's just an elegant event. And it also can demonstrate all that Autism Cares Foundation does. It's a great, great event. We really go all out, and we absolutely show the passion that we have for our families.
Is it open to the public?
Yes, it is.
And how do they get tickets?
They can get tickets by going on to our website at www.autismcaresfoundation.org. We're on Facebook. They can contact us, our office, which is 215-942-2273. We'd be happy to help you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your adult services division?
I would love to, Kathy. Thank you for asking. We just launched last July our adult services division, where now we are providing services for individuals with all special needs over the age of 21. We have a day rehabilitation program, a home and community program, and I'm very excited to announce that we will be doing job development, job training, and job skills. And we're also looking towards the future, especially as a parent. I'm very concerned about what will happen to my son when I'm no longer here to provide the care for him. We are also addressing that as well.
And I would imagine that's a major concern for a lot of families.
Absolutely. It's very concerning that, you know, when you're gone, what happens to them, and are they going to have the care that they need? And Autism Cares Foundation is absolutely addressing that need.
Before you go, two quick questions. What's your favorite thing to do in the Philadelphia area?
Oh, my gosh. I like walking around the area. I like shopping. I like the Macy's. I like the Franklin Institute. Kimmel Center. Actually, next Thursday, my friend and I are going to go Tuesday night to see a show downtown, and I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's nice.
I just love going out and just, you know, especially when the weather's nice.
And what's your favorite thing to do with Michael?
I love going for walks with Michael. I love going out in our backyard and going on the swings together with Michael. We have a trampoline in the back. I love bouncing on the trampoline with him. He loves to be tickled. We play little tickling games, or we run around the house a little bit, and just to interact with him, because Michael loves that attention, and I love to hear him laugh. I love his laugh.
Oh, yeah. Any mom loves to hear their kid laugh, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Linda, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm so glad that I was introduced to you. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, Kathy, it was a pleasure meeting you too. Thank you so much.
And for telling us your story.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Linda or Autism Cares, you can go to autismcaresfoundation.org or check them out on Facebook. There are so many amazing women like Linda, and you can help me tell her story by recommending deserving women that you know. Simply email her story at 957benfm.com.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Did you ever subscribe to Birchbox, Ipsy Glam Bags, or something similar? It's those services that you pay $10 a month and receive sample cosmetic products. Or there's even one that sends full-size products. I never did that one. I might try that one next. I did try the Birchbox and Ipsy. They were great. I loved them. I've since canceled because I was being overrun with sample-size cosmetic products. But I did find some great products through them. My friend Megan and I trade beauty product secrets all the time. When we find something new, we immediately call each other. I love getting beauty tips or product suggestions, so I thought today that I'd share some with you. I made a list of my top 10 beauty products, some of which I did find in those sample bags, but not all of them. Some were suggestions from Megan or some of my other friends, and some I found myself. So here are the top 10 beauty products that you find in my bathroom, in my purse, or maybe even here at my desk at work. My all-time favorite is any Hey Honey skincare products. This was a product I originally found in one of those sample bags. Of course, I called Megan immediately and told her about Hey Honey. Full-size, sample size, travel size, I buy whatever size they have, whatever they make available. Currently, I use a number of their products in my skincare routine. The Good Morning Honey Silk Face Serum, Open Your Eye Eye Contour Lifting Fluid, the Take It Off Exfoliating Honey Peel-Off Mask, and Come Clean Face Scrub. I love, love, love these products and what they do for my skin. It's amazing. It makes it so soft and so clean. The best part is all their products are made with natural ingredients and are paraben and SLS free. And this is from their website. The foundation of Hey Honey's products is honey and propolis, nature's most potent antiseptics and antibacterial. I'm obsessed with Hey Honey. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to put this full list on BenFM's website and the Her Story Instagram page. So make sure you're following us. The second product is an eye renewing cream. I don't normally use eye cream, but now that I'm in my late 30s, I do. The Nourish Organic Renewing Eye Cream is a must try. It's another completely natural and organic skin product. This next product was a suggestion from my friend Megan. She doesn't leave the house ever without putting mascara on. It's just her thing. She goes to the gym, yoga, the beach, wherever she's going, she puts mascara on. And I'm not even kidding. If she's sitting at home doing nothing, she puts mascara on. If she's working in the garden, she's got mascara on. So a few years ago, she told me you have to try this Trish McAvoy mascara. The reason she loves it is because she can wear it while doing any activity and it doesn't bleed or smear. The mascara goes on great. And when it dries, it sort of forms around each lash, which is why it doesn't smear. You can't really tell when it's on that it's kind of forming around each tiny lash, but you can tell when you wash it off your face. It doesn't smear. Like not one bit. And it comes off in these little tubes that just fall off your lashes. I actually get all of the mascara off by using just warm water and then I wash my face. Since she's introduced me to this product, I really don't wear any other mascara. My number four pick is another Trish McAvoy product. I was introduced to the Beauty Booster Lip Gloss through my Ipsy Glam Bag. My favorite color is the Brightening Pink. It's a great summer color. I wore it all summer long. That may be my favorite color, but I did also purchase three other colors. Tuffe Cosmetics Felt Tip Eyeliner is another one of my favorites. It applies perfectly for a thin or thick line. It's actually great if you're trying to do the cat eye look. I always wear black, but it comes in black and brown. There was a big display of J.R. Watkins hand soap right at the register line at Target when I was there the other day. Yes, I fell into the trap and I threw a bottle in my cart. The main reason was because the bottle looked nice. I thought, okay, this will look nice in my powder room. Oh, and by the way, I cannot stand heavy scented soaps or lotions. This hand soap does have a scent, but it's mild enough that I can use it. And of course, yes, when I went back to the store, I bought more, one for each of my bathrooms. So it wasn't really just the look of the product. I actually used it and I really liked it. So it's just a nice bonus that it comes in a pretty bottle. Another great organic product, if you're into that, are the Peter Lamas products. I use the Detoxifying Citrus C Facial Cleanser and the Intensive Repair Hand Cream all winter long. I'm an obsessive hand washer. Yes, I'm pretty much a germ freak. So in the winter, I constantly wash my hands and I'm constantly drying them out. A lot of lotions really don't work for how dry my hands are. And again, I'm not a fan of the strong perfumed products. This hand cream has a slight scent, but it's not too strong, and it works with my dry hands. Next up, I love any and all nail polish. I love experimenting with nail polish colors and different designs. It's just my thing. It's what I do. But this is one of my favorite go-tos, and it's not something too plain. It's the Nicole by OPI nail polish, and the color is called the Next CEO. It's a gold color, kind of has a little bit of glitter in it, but it's not too glitzy. You can wear it on an everyday basis. So it's Nicole by OPI, and the color is The Next CEO. Trust me, try this color. Absolutely love it. My next beauty product pick is the NYX Cosmetic Butter Gloss in the color Creme Brulee. It's an awesome neutral gloss, and it gives the lip a perfect shine. I wear it on top of lipstick, and I also wear the gloss itself throughout the entire day. The absolute best part about this lip gloss, it's $5. Yep, $5. I absolutely love this lip gloss. And my final pick was a suggestion from my sister-in-law, and now I use it all the time. It's the L'Oreal Root Cover Up. I was not aware of this product. She recently told me about it, and it's great. I love it now. I don't have many grays, but the ones that I do have, I completely cover up with this. It sort of works as like a dry shampoo too. It gives me some volume on those flat hair days. I don't know if that's what it's meant to do, but that's what it does for me. Those are my top 10 favorite beauty products. Try them. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Okay, so let's do a quick recap in case you missed any of it. These are my top 10 favorite beauty products. Hey Honey facial products, Nourish Organic Renewing Eye Cream, Trish McAvoy Mascara M Beauty Booster Lip Gloss, Tough Cosmetics Felt Tip Eyeliner, J.R. Watkins Hand Soap, Peter Lamas Repair Hand Cream, Nicole by OPI, The Next CEO is the name of the color, the NYX Butter Gloss, and L'Oreal Root Cover Up. Maybe you can freshen up this Sunday by trying some of these new suggestions. And don't forget to let me know what you think about it. Follow us on Instagram at herstory957. I'll put the list up there in case you missed any of it. Thanks so much for listening today. I'll be back again next Sunday with an all-new Her Story. We'll be featuring Adrian Santalori. Adrian has a beautiful story about how she became a mom. She's a former Sixers dancer, and she created her own cosmetics line. Make sure you check her out on Facebook and Instagram before we have her on next week. It's Tough Cosmetics. We'll talk to Adrian Santalori next week, Sunday, 7:30, right here on 95.7 Ben FM. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great day.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 95.7benfm.com.